Alleluia. We can sit down so comfortable, even in the house, because only time we got something to do.
Amen.
And if we don't do it, then can be worse. Can be worse. So we have to be occupied our life in something convenient for us, convenient for somebody, and to God.
Amen.
That's the only way. It's like that.
Yes.
And if you pray every day, every day, every day, every day,
yes,
something coming against you. But if you don't pray, then it's worse. So we have to learn. Even we got to learn, even for the enemy, to defend ourselves. Because I want to tell you something. What happened to me today, is something I can understand. Because I was coughing a little bit, and I opened the window in my car, just coming like a walking in the car. And I spit out, but my car keeps running. Slowly. And across the Everly Street, the street crossing himself. I mean, look in the car and look in the post watching in the back of the other street, and the car hit the post. I mean, looking like a stupid.
Oh, Lord, no.
I not touch nothing. How can be? But I know myself. I know myself. Because when the Lord shows somebody, to do something coming against you, and they don't want to leave it. I am not dead yet. Thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Because God take care of me. Because God watch me. Because God help me. But because God protect me.
Amen.
All the way in my life. That's why I am not dead. For some reason, because he told me, I need you in this ground. And because he need me in this ground for something, is because that's why I am over here. And I don't care, but I no got no business just with Jesus.
Amen. Just with Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
Amen.
I got business with Jesus.
Amen.
And when I got business with Jesus, then I got business with the Father.
Amen.
And because we got business with the Father, we got business with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's the only three person I got in my life.
Amen.
And I got to keep doing what He say, not what somebody say, but what He say,
amen.
I got to do it. And when I look for the message, I look for what the Lord show me to bring.
Hallelujah.
No, because I could do this. No. It's what the Lord show me to give, to bring over here.
Amen.
That's the way I
work.
Because that's the word He wants, and that's the word I bring. So I can understand. I understand anyway. I know God saying I can understand. I understand why happened to me these things. The enemy tried to kill me, but I got the Lord. I got the Lord. And there's not my time yet. My time is a little bit far. In Jesus' name. And I gotta wait. I gotta do what He say. So is the time coming? All right. I receive it. Oh yes. But it is no time, it's no time. I continue. Because the way I feel, it's like if you got maybe 35 or 40 years old. In my life, look, I got 91, right?
Amen.
I know, what is the 91? I don't know. I don't know. That means I got more life. More life. Then I got to accept what the Lord say, not what somebody say.
Amen.
No. I no go for that. No. But we got to go to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:2. I rebuke the cold. I don't know what is the cold. I ain't got nothing. Thank God. So, and he say to the church of God in Corinthians, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, and call it to be holy. Together of those everywhere call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. We can follow. We can follow this word. If you follow this word, all the mountain coming against in against you. Because you don't follow the one is supposed to follow. God, nobody see God, and nobody go to see Him. Jehovah. But He sent Jesus for Him. And by Him, then you got God the Father and then got the Holy Spirit by him, because he knows the Father. So, but we no follow the all the mountain. What happened today? They no figure out nothing. The mind is in this world, all in this world, but it got same this problem, dirty things or whatever, or filthy. But the Lord wants you to be clean.
Amen.
From this world.
Yes.
Then he can do something in you.
Yes.
But if you don't try to do it, you'll be in trouble. And grace and peace to God, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one you have to touch only time in your mind, in your spirit, and in your soul.
Amen.
You gotta leave it, him working you.
Yes.
If he's in you. Is not, we got a problem. I say we got a problem. And I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. That's Paul talking. We live by grace.
Amen.
And the faith in Jesus Christ. You know that.
Yes.
And the Bible talk about it. For in him you have been enriched in every way.
Yes.
If the person not have peace, problem. The healthy life, or mean the sickness in the people, make the people down. That's not God. No accept that kind of sickness. No accept sickness, no good, because then you go down. Nobody's happy when he's sick. Nobody's happy because they put you down. But if you live a healthy life and in peace and in love of God, you live happy. And happy the way you live. That the happy life you can live in your life.
Yes.
With Jesus.
Yes.
If you don't got Jesus, you don't live happy at all.
Amen.
Everything coming against you and punish you, and you punish somebody. For in him you have been enriched in every way, all you are speaking, and in all you acknowledge. All these things coming from God.
Amen.
Knowledge coming from God. Wisdom coming from God.
Amen.
Nobody gives you wisdom. What happened? The wisdom, the Lord take it out. from the people and give it to the children, the wise people, and give it to the children. I want to tell you something. This part in the government is all is crazy. All is crazy. Whoever think they know something, now they know nothing. They go in jail. But the people give their knowledge to the children. And because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you.
Amen.
That's why you have to be sanctified.
Yes.
In Christ. Amen. You want to be confirmed in Jesus, you have to be sanctified.
Amen.
But who got to be sanctified? Is God not sanctifies you by the Holy Spirit? You lose your time. Because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. And therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ be reveal. We got something so important in God that we never know until the time comes. Because the Lord can, if He give it to you now, then you have a way for nothing. But got the time coming, and then you, and he reveals you, and then you know what the God has for you.
Amen.
Because this ground is for the sinner. But if you don't repent, I don't know what can happen. We have to repent for any sin coming against you or you. If you do it, you gotta repent.
Amen.
That's only the way.
Amen.
No God another way. God only the way is to repent from your sin.
Amen.
And then you give an opportunity to God to work in you.
Amen.
And He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not try to hide nothing. Not try to hide, to keep nothing, hide them, because what good is that? Jesus is in you in silence.
Amen.
He knows everything. What good is that? And God, who has called you into the fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful.
Faithful.
faithful. What a word. No matter if you do something wrong, he no look that in you. He help you. That he do. He help you. I know that's wrong, he's wrong, or she's wrong, whoever. But God help you to make straight your life. Because he's faithful. And I appeal to you, brother, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So that here may be no division among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. We have to be together. The word. No one talk, I want to go this way, the other one to go this way. Mm-hmm. There have been one word. Amen. In God.
Yes.
And this word got many, many ways to go. But in God, it's one. And there, that one is Jesus Christ. If we move in the different direction, jumping the fence, you find your problem. But don't blame God. God tried to help you in every way in your life. Because you depend on him. He not depend on you. You depend on him. But if you don't listen, my brother, some from Chloe's house, Chloe's household, have informed me that there are quarrel among you. That mean is this. One of you say, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, follow Cephas. See first. Still another, I follow Christ. And 13 say, Is Christ divide? No. Never. Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? No. I thank for that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus. and cows. So no one can say that you were baptized into my name.